views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
So you're listening to Everything EHC. This is Maceo, your host. We are now in the OJ Radio Room in the Kiva on the final session that the Lighthouse, San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, puts on. And I'm doing the final interviews with some of our staff members. And here we have, who are you, sir?
I'm Lawrence Brown. Lawrence Edward Brown III.
Lawrence, my friend Lawrence Brown III, how did you come to Enchanted Hills Camp, my friend?
I came, through the Music Academy last year. Bill McCann had been telling me for some years, you got to come out, you know, since he started the Music Academy, he kept saying, you got to come out, and this camp is beautiful, this camp is amazing, and I don't know what it is, but it's magical, the camp is great. And I was like, yeah, Bill, the camp is great, and whatever, I'll go. And then I eventually made it out last year and had some conversations with Tony Fletcher, and one thing led to another, and he said, why don't you come work out here as a counselor? And I said, well, Napa or Texas?
Yeah. Hmm.
And that was the end of that whole process, and came up here.
Perfect. Yeah. So you were here all summer long with us.
All summer long. Right. I've been here since June 18th.
Right from the get-go. Okay, so tell us, because you were a camper during the Music Academy, and the Music Academy is very different from anything else that we do here, pretty much.
Yes.
Please tell us, was it a bit of a shock coming to camp as a counselor, as a team member, knowing that you had to work these long days and stay in lower camp and all this stuff?
No, I was pretty prepared. I mean, it didn't make it any easier.
Right.
But I was pretty prepared for that. I've been to other camps in New Mexico and things like that, so I understand the style, the bunks, the bed, the metal bedsteads.
Right.
This kind of thing. So I wasn't completely in shock, but I did, it's no amount of preparation will make it easier.
This is true. Okay, so you and myself and Joe Rutherford, we got to do a shout out to Joe, who
Joe
didn't make
Where's
it to a podcast. I don't. We just didn't connect. It just didn't happen. There are
but
a few.
Where's Joe?
There's a few of us, and I'm gonna do a podcast here in the future regarding the people that we missed and give a shout out to those folks. But right now, we're doing a shout out to Joe Rutherford, who was our bass player. We did a power trio band arrangement this year. We featured some of my original tunes and some cover tunes, which included Jammin' by Bob Marley, Lay Down Sally by Eric Clapton, In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel, Don't Let Me Down by the Chainsmokers, and we had an opportunity to play at the pool, and then for the teens, and then Family Camp 3, we got to play at the Redwood Grove Amphitheater. How was that playing down there for you? And playing in the house band, which I've never been a part of before. It was a special part of the summer for me. How did you feel about being part of the house band playing down there with the benches?
Well, you know, I think that for me, I think one of the things that Tony is really good at is picking people who have who are multifaceted, but also folks that have kind of a specialty, whether that's horses or woodwork or whatever that may be. And I think that I understood coming into this that music would be something that would be what I would be contributing to the overall program. And it was really beautiful to do that in a really organic way with a house group. You know, we would have gigs on premises.
Pretty cool.
They're gigs, a normal gig. You know, you show up and you play and you do what you do. And then
we have to go back to work when we're done.
Exactly. Right, then we go back to work.
A little bit of a break in a sense, playing.
Yeah, it was therapeutic. I mean, the first when we played for the special needs dance, the adult dance, that was like the first gig that we had. And that just felt really good for me to just play, because it was just like, wow, you know, this is a totally new environment. I can't practice as much as I normally do and all that.
Music is such a huge part of camp up here. I as the enrichment area leader, I try to encourage people to not only listen to new music, but get them to express what kind of music they're listening to. You obviously did that as well, having a great knowledge of music, contributing to OJ Radio, I learned a lot about music from you, and you are an excellent drummer. You can check Lawrence Brown out. You can find him. Just check out EHC, anything regarding what we're doing here at Maceo.net. You can find some of the great things Lawrence Brown has done and probably will continue to do. So tell us a highlight. Is there something specific this summer that stands out for you? A memory, a breakthrough moment, something that really puts you over the edge as regards to EHC is really the place to be?
You know, I think that it's really the, I mean, one of the moments that stood out to me was actually pretty early on in the camp, during orientation week. And we all did the ceremonial jump into the water together. And the feeling was incredible. I mean, it was just an incredible, I mean, it was the simplest thing. We all stand around in a circle and hold hands and jump in the pool. But I remember Tony saying, we're all going to have the best summer ever. And I mean, it's like the most cheeseball thing to say, right? And the most cheeseball thing to do. You see all these camp counselors are standing around in their swimsuits and they hop in the pool. It's like something out of the most cornball 80s movie you could imagine. But that being said, it's just really, it was a really powerful moment for me. In that moment, I realized how great the summer was going to be. And it totally, it was.
It was? You had a great summer?
I had a really great summer.
You had a great summer.
I did. One of the things that I love about lower camp, because, you know, if, you know, Tony, if you listen to this, you know I'm not a fan of lower camp.
Not too many people
not too many of the staff are. But one of the things that's really great about lower camp and is a part of the molding process here at EHC, I think that, you know, this kind of molding that happens very organically here is that nothing down there is convenient at all. Nothing is convenient.
Right.
The beds are not convenient. The restrooms are not convenient.
Right.
The fact that if you go to the restroom, you have to get dirt all over your feet.
Yep.
Nothing is convenient. And through that, it kind of really shows you where you're at character-wise. It shows you a lot of your flaws, your own stuff that you have to deal with. And through that, you know, you that hill, coming up that hill every morning will take care of a lot of things for you.
It sure will. Got a lot of time to think and breathe and sweat it out first thing in the morning right before breakfast, that's for sure.
Yeah, in the midst of these giant trees that have been here for a long time. It's a beautiful
thing.
When
you come around the corner of the rec field, there's a direct eye shot of Mount Veeder there. And sometimes the fog settles in there in the morning. It just depends on the kind of morning when you're walking up from down there. I know what you're saying. You have to be prepared and know, well, if I'm going down to the bathroom, I might as well do 5 or 6 or 7 different things while I'm down there to be prepared, because you don't want to just keep getting up and going to the bathroom.
That's right. That's right. And also, you know, in that same kind of token is that one thing that I really, you know, my little OCD brain says I have to do doesn't need to get done until I'm done up here in upper camp and right. I head back down.
It's a lot of planning and forethought as regards your day, what you need to bring up here from lower camp. Those are all pretty interesting side notes there, Lawrence. What else as far as like your overall summer? You had a great summer. Would you consider coming back and working again, or is it just too much to take on?
No, I would definitely consider. What I will say is this. I will say that EHC, that I will in some way, I'm not sure how, but I feel like I already have joined the ranks of those folks at Adult Session we saw that were kept telling us about the history and the this and that. And this camp is something that... I don't know if I'm going to do a summer like, you know, the way I did it beginning to end pretty much.
Sure.
But if I don't see it being out of the picture entirely.
You want to contribute somehow.
Yeah, and this camp is kind of one of those places that's just really, it kind of draws people back, and you meet people that, you know, I'm just for the music thing. I saw some friends of mine from Philly that I hadn't seen for a year, and I won't see them again for maybe another year or 2 years or whatever. I had a friend of mine up here from El Paso, and I got him in on that. So it's kind of one of those things that here at camp it just kind of brings you're going to be back or something. Something will, you know.
I've tried several times to say, oh, I'm just going to volunteer and be a specialist, and I keep coming back. So, and doing full-time summers because I love it so much. But I have noticed that every session, there is a group of volunteers, a group of people that come in for each session that some of those folks have worked whole summers and it didn't work out for them. So they know that they just like to come back for certain sessions and help with those sessions. Tony's always up for volunteers, helpers, people coming in who are familiar with the environment. So, okay, so moving on with that, let's talk about you're heading back to El Paso, Texas tomorrow, correct?
I'm not heading back to El Paso, Texas tomorrow,
but you're
thankfully.
Leaving camp.
I'm leaving camp, and I get to hang out in the bay and and holiday for a couple days just before I gotta head back to Texas.
To Texas, and then, but as far as your camp experience for 2017, it is ending as we speak.
It's like, ending as we speak.
Right, this is the last evening.
Yeah.
The tomorrow will be the last breakfast in the dining hall for the, for your summer. How does it feel taking that all in right now, podcasting at the very end of your summer after taking on that whole experience? Can you sum up into some words how you feel right now?
It feels really special, man. I mean, like you said, I mean, I've got laundry that's folded that's about to go in my suitcase when I go back downstairs, as I call it. I call it upstairs and downstairs.
It really is an upstairs and downstairs.
It really just feels that way. And it, yeah, it's like, oh, you know, man, I left my pillow upstairs. Oh, well, it's too bad. Oh,
and upstairs is about, you know, is it, how far is it, do you think, down there?
I don't know. It's like a half a mile. It's not that far.
It's a half a mile, though, but it's all downhill going down and uphill.
It's all hill going up.
Uphill coming up. Right.
Exactly.
So it's downstairs and upstairs.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, wrapping it up, got all the camp grime off my off Halo, my guide dog. It's all wrapping up. It's a lot to consider, and I know it's going to take me some weeks to get kind of reintegrated to civilian life because at the end of the day, this is an institution. It's a lovely institution, but there are things, you know, about camp that institutionalize you. You know, I mean, you know, like, you know, hey, I'm so-and-so. Hey, so-and-so! You know, I mean, it all, you know, and you have to, you know, say it out with gusto. To the bitter end. But really, that kind of stuff is very important. Right? It keeps you awake. I know there's been some very hard campfires where I'm like, man, if this, you know, if I wasn't saying every single person's name. Yeah. I would
fallen asleep.
yeah, totally. And so it'll take a while to get kind of uninstitutionalized from
right that. I feel that way just driving into Napa sometimes and being back in civilization. I'm like, wow, we were up there for a while.
Yeah,
with those people for quite a while.
Yeah, this is weird. This I'm in a safe weird. Way and this is really odd,
right? And I'm still wearing my camp clothes.
Yeah.
Well, Lawrence, we appreciate, I mean, Enchanted Hills Camp, I know, and myself, speaking on a personal level, I had a great summer with you playing music and sharing music with others. You were in the Kiva often with me this summer, sharing your expertise, and of course, we were slipping in band practices, and on a personal note, you were an excellent team member, a great friend here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Not once did I feel like I wanted to punch you or throw you on the ground.
That's always a win, man. That's always a win. And you need friends up here. You need friends.
You absolutely need support. Friends, people you can talk to and confide in and joke about the things that are going on. Because it gets a little crazy.
It gets a little crazy. And you need folks that, you know, will just, you know, hey, man, could you just get my coffee real quick?
Exactly, exactly.
Can you make me a cup of tea, bro?
Yeah, tea is where, you know, whatever. Tea seems to be where it was at this summer.
Tea, well, all the staff were very heavy tea drinkers this summer.
I've cleaned up more tea bags in cups, empty cups, this summer than I think I ever have.
Yeah, I feel just the same personally. Maceo was one for all of you listeners out there. Maceo is pretty much like the second person I met at camp, and it's always been great. We have really great rapport in rehearsal situations. We have great team. We've been able to carry that to a great team rapport on staff here, and this has been great.
I agree. And it's a little bit, it's bittersweet for me hearing, you know, you want to come back and be a part of it. And that's awesome, but you're the kind of person I want to work all summer long with. So if you can consider coming back and being part of the team all summer long, I would take you back any day as a team member.
Yeah.
So that's just some food for thought there, Lawrence.
It's
and you know what? We always talk about this. I was talking about it with Kate. At the end of the summer, everybody always has these, delusions that they're going to be back, and everybody's talking about next summer, and the reality of it is Tony doesn't even really like to talk about it till February, because everything changes so quickly, and people get jobs and go places and do things and realize that they can't take 2.5 months out of their lives to come to camp, so things change. But I hope you know the schedule may work out so that you can come back and work with us for the summer. Come be a volunteer. Come hang out with us, because we definitely enjoyed having you here as a team member. Safe travels. Have a great year. You'll definitely be hearing stuff from Lawrence, myself. I'm going to just say just Josh is probably going to be included in that.
Oh, yeah.
As we move forward here. Camp is not the end of our relationship. I believe 100% that we're going to continue on making music and doing things, even though we might live in different states, but we're going to continue the process, the journey. Right, Lawrence?
Technology is great.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes care of all that for us.
So thanks again. Audio description. I'm going to shake Lawrence's hand as a final hurrah. Nice
thank
job,
you,
Lawrence. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Everything EHC. Is there anything you wanted to say? A shout out to anybody or anything here at the end? I've been giving people an opportunity to say whatever they want to say, or you can say no if you don't.
A special shout out to Tony Fletcher, the man who brought me here. Thank you for your mentorship, your leadership. Thank you for all the lessons, for your humor. It's really great. We get on really well on a humor level. He's just the funniest dude.
He's a funny guy
that you can meet. Thanks to to all the staff here, all the volunteers, and a special shout out this summer to all the Australians that came in and just killed it, just killed the session, worked harder, you know, went further, certainly in a literal sense, and we're really great friends to all of us here.
I would agree 100%. Thank you, Lawrence, for being you and for being a great part of this camp for 2017 as a team member and a friend. And again, thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast this summer, Everything EHC. There's a few more on deck. We're going to keep it going. I have some surprises as camp comes to an end. We still have some on-site staff here and a few of the Australians I have coming up, too, before they leave. Safe travels, Lawrence. Thanks for listening, everybody. You've been listening to Everything EHC and Maceo.net. Tune in soon. This is Maceo out.